There's a suspect in the Brooklyn subway bombing. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News, New York City's mayor, now saying he's more than a person of interest. Fox's Lauren Green's in New York.
Frank James. Police say it rented the U-Haul van now associated with the shooting that left 10 people with gunshot wounds and several others injured from the chaos that ensued. The keys to the van dropped at the scene, along with a bag believed dropped by the gunman. Police also recovered a 9mm Glock with extended magazines. Hampering the search, though, there were no working video cameras in three subway stations. It's believed James also had posted a video with almost apocalyptic rants against the world. There's a $50,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest.
That subway station in Brooklyn's now reopened for commuters in time for this morning's rush. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is mocking Russian President Vladimir Putin's claim that war in Ukraine is going according to plan.
To be honest, no one in the world understands how such a plan could even emerge. How could a plan with providing the deaths of more than tens of thousands of your own soldiers in a little more than a month of war emerge? Who could approve of such a plan?
Russia's defense ministry reports more than 1,000 Ukrainian Marines have surrendered in the under-siege city Mariupol. Some potentially dangerous weather in the forecast from the Mississippi Valley to the Midwest.
Large hail, damaging winds, and destructive tornadoes will be possible. Please monitor the latest watches and warnings in your area. A major winter storm is bringing heavy snow and blizzard conditions from the northwest to the northern plains and upper Midwest. Some areas will receive over 3 feet of snow, with strong gusty winds causing dangerous travel and the possibility for widespread power outages.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, an Islamic State supporter who stabbed the British lawmaker David Arnest to death last year, has been sentenced to life in prison. Ali Harbi Ali says he did the right thing killing Arnest. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
There's research finding that children as young as 8 should be tested for anxiety.
In an early draft of its recommendation, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force says children from 8 to 18 should go through anxiety screening. The task force says anxiety is common. It's comprised of conditions characterized by excessive fear that may show up with emotional or physical responses. They also claim children living in poverty may suffer a higher rate of anxiety disorders. The researchers say treatments can include cognitive behavioral therapy as well as medication. Jill Nato, Fox News.
It's day three of the actors and exes, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's defamation trial in Virginia.
During opening arguments of the defamation trial, Heard's attorney claimed publicly for the first time that Depp had sexually assaulted her. Depp and Heard have filed dueling defamation lawsuits against each other, running into the tens of millions of dollars. The drama is expected to play out over the next 6 weeks in a Fairfax County, Northern Virginia courtroom and could feature testimony from celebrities like James Franco, Paul Bettany, maybe even Elon Musk.
Fox's Shannon Bream. Two more tickets have been punched for the NBA playoffs.
Kyrie shines to set up a reunion against his old team.
Behind the back, trying to get free, does so, and there it is! A perfect half for Kyrie Irving!
Audio courtesy of TNT, Kyrie Irving with a jumper at the halftime buzzer. 9 of 9 in the first half, 12 of 15 from the field for a game-high 34 points as the Brooklyn Nets defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers 115-108 and lock in the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference. They'll be taking on the Boston Celtics in the first round. The Minnesota Timberwolves took home the 7th seed in the West with a 109-104 win over the LA Clippers. They're going to be facing the Memphis Grizzlies in round 1. The Clips and the Cavs, they still have a chance at the respective 8th seeds in play-in action Friday.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano, and I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.